This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. It's Salt Awareness
Yes,
Week.
Salt Awareness Week. So just, it's an initiative brought in to make you think about the salt. And when I was learning how to cook in restaurants, I always associate not seasoning things with violence. So if I didn't put salt on things, I got battered by the chef. Right. It was the '80s. Not the same now. So I always thought it was quite hard this week when I was making this soup and not using the salt. But you have to just think of different ways, you know, of not using salt. And I think that the thing about not using, but I had a bit of blood pressure problems last year. It made me think, and I've cut down my salt drastically. And also, I think the thing too is to drink lots of water and balance everything out. So,
and you do get what initially seems. I know when you watch the cooking programs on TV, and people say, "Oh, it's not seasoned enough. That's it. You've done a great job, but it's just not seasoned
enough salt."
But actually, you get used to less salt. Yeah. We've just conditioned ourselves to piling on salt.
And also, the salt that's in ready meals and in ready made food is always highly seasoned, so you're getting all the salt from it. And then I think the thing is to maybe season, not think about salt as seasoning. Maybe put in toasted sesame seeds, citrus, lots of fresh herbs. If you put loads of fresh herbs in at the end.
Yeah.
So with this soup, and I did a few bit of trial and error this week, so it's a mushroom soup. So the first thing I did was, you get these dried mushrooms now. They're great if you're in lockdown because they're...
They
so
last
I found
forever.
A massive big bag, you know, because somebody said, I haven't been stockpiling, but I've got enough food to keep everybody, just with stuff that I have. So I found this big bag of mushrooms. So put these are dried shiitake mushrooms, then just cover them with boiling water, and you get like a kind of ready-made stock there.
And there's a real beefy smell of it.
Beefy, and what you want to do is sort of get that umami, which is the sort of sixth sense, and that's the thing. So those are soaked. Soak them for a good while, John. Another thing that gets you great flavours, if you get an onion and cut it in half, put it onto a tray lined with tin foil, and then a bit of oil on that, loads of fresh herbs, you know, and have a pot of thyme, just stick it on, and then give them a roast. They're nice and soft, and then put them into the pan, and you'll get more flavour come out of that. So that's going to be the base of our soup.
Uh-huh.
So loads of roasted onions. You don't even have to peel them, actually. Just cut them in half and just, you know, give them a good drizzle with the skin and then poke them out as well. So that's the start of it. Celery, whatever you think of it. So you get loads of lovely flavour, and we put the leaves in and everything. And then just get that nice, just really get... So you can sort of see that now, and you can start to smell that onion coming alive, really, with the... And but then the mushrooms as well. You know, the thing about when you're cooking mushrooms, so I put all that to the side, and we'll pretend this is a clean pan. Wipe your mushrooms with kitchen paper. Don't wash them. Mushrooms are 95% water anyway, but they're also full of zinc, and they're great for you, especially now where you want to build up your immune system. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms are, and then get that pan really smoking hot, and just put the mushrooms in. Don't overcrowd
just
them.
Just dry?
Yeah, just there's a bit of oil in that pan, but just put them in. And at this stage, I'd be putting salt and butter and everything, so I'm not doing that now. So
I can see it's you're flinching.
The one thing that I did, I had to make a concession.
Old habits staying hard.
And I'd bought this anyway. It's like a, you know, these good, if you're going to buy soy sauce, buy a good Japanese naturally fermented one. Mm-hmm. They're a wee bit dear, but you get an awful lot more out of it. And this is a low salt one. So 10 milliliters, which is 2 teaspoonfuls, is one gram.
And you get that
salt
in the Asian supermarket?
Or some of the supermarkets. I think if you go to the Asian supermarket, it's a lot cheaper because you can buy the nice big litre bottles.
Yeah.
So you start to see these mushrooms now. They're starting to go nice and brown. I put my little bit of oil in there. And then, John, when you've got all that there, just add the, chop up your shiitake mushrooms, put in your juice, some water, and just let that all simmer. And then we're going to just put it back onto let it simmer, and then just blend it up.
And could you use ordinary mushrooms that you get in your, you know, convenience shop?
Those
down
are
the end of the street. They are.
That's
the
fresh.
So you've a few of the wee shiitake ones.
Just the shiitakes are to bring that big, that massive flavour.
Uh-huh.
And then this will give you the substances. But they've still got loads of flavour, especially a really, really hot pan. That's the thing. And then you can start to smell all that already.
Yeah,
garlic,
definitely.
Four cloves, put loads of garlic in it. Garlic's great for your blood, great for everything, you know, great for just beautiful product as well.
Yeah.
So let that let that simmer and then blend it up. So you get a nice sort of creamy soup. There's no cream in it. There's not at this stage, but I'm going to put a wee bit of cream just on a nod to St. Patrick's Day next uh-huh. week. These are disposable espresso cups.
They're
beautiful.
Very smoky looking.
I bought those in Italy. Yeah.
So they're like,
remember
tiny
that place
little
I used
cups
to go to all the time?
Oh yeah. Right enough, actually.
I know, heartbreaking. I'm heartbroken.
You haven't been there recently.
I'm heartbroken, darling. Heartbroken, no. So it's St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday. So just, you've got this lovely, put it into your espresso cups or whatever nice coffee cups you have. This is just some cream with a little bit of whiskey. A little bit of malt whiskey, good local malt whiskey.
So it's
and
like God never get, what's that? God never takes away, but he gives with the other. He never gives. Takes away with one hand and gives with the other. So yeah, we're taking away the salt.
This is just
for your heart. Better for your heart. But your liver's going to get it with the whiskey and
There's
the cream.
There's so little whiskey in this, John.
Really?
Because I'm, you know, honestly, I'm saving it.
I love these cups.
They're wee espresso cups, wee disposable ones.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about it is, pepper's brilliant as well. Black pepper will really, really. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and she was saying she's cut down her salt. You know those dried limes you get in the Asian supermarket?
Uh-huh.
They're like black limes. If you just grate them onto your fish or chicken, that actually seasons it, and there's no salt in that. So I think citrus, black pepper, loads of chili, ginger's a great seasoning.
Yeah.
I think.
Whiskey's an interesting seasoning now too, I have to say. That's gorgeous. That really is.
That combination, isn't it?
It tastes like, if you produced that for somebody in your house, they'd be very impressed now,
yeah.
I think. And it sounds like something you could
really
do. There's no
really,
reason why
really
you could
quick, really quick. And you're just using nice mushrooms. And if you've got some mushrooms at the bottom of your fridge that are, you know, a wee bit blemished, even better, because you get loads of flavour from them.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Wow.
And then happy St. Patrick's Day with the topping. There you
absolutely
are. Yeah. And all it needs, is just a nice big bit of crusty bread and that's
delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that said that mushroom soup tastes like wallpaper paste or looks like or has the consistency of wallpaper paste.
It doesn't.
That's gorgeous. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.